brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, if you just joined us, we got Dr. Russell Blaylock coming up on Big Obamacare News. Big news on Coca-Cola putting out these ads saying aspartame's not bad for you. That's all coming up, but we're taking calls right now and then more calls later in the hour. Cole was asking about how is our government funding the Muslim Brotherhood. Well, on record, they've been backing them with billions of dollars of extra money and saying that if the military government, because what else is there in the government? They kick out the old government and put the Muslim Brotherhood in, and then 30 million people go out and protest, which is 10 times what the Muslim Brotherhood could put on the streets. They could put a couple, 2-3 million out. And then basically the secularists, the Christians, the Muslims that aren't extremists, the Shiite Muslims, others, they go out 30 million. The military didn't have a choice. So they said, okay, we've got to remove Morrissey, who was engaged in all sorts of war crimes that our media wouldn't cover. The whole Middle East is being given to radical Muslims right now, from Libya to Syria to Iraq to you name it. Our government's funding four different al-Qaeda groups on record to blow stuff up inside Iran. And Iran is publicly suing the U.S. about it. But again, the average American cannot even find Iran on a map, folks. I mean, they've done national studies where 80%+ can't. I just saw one a few months ago. And you see those things on TV where people don't know even what planet they're on. And so it's like al-Qaeda is the skeleton key, and radical Wahhabism and radical Islam is a real threat, but the globalists, the big banks, are funding it to take over countries, but then also take over here, building a system up to oppose it. It's basic funding both sides that the Rothschilds were so good at 200-plus years ago in Europe. That system the British Empire adopted is the system of the globalists. They want trouble. They want crises. They want monopolies. They want wars. They want al-Qaeda with 10,000 heat-seeking missiles given to them by the Pentagon in Libya, so they can shut down all of society in the name of stopping them once they start blowing up aircraft. And by the way, I've been telling you that for 2 years. It was in the news. Last week we covered it with mainstream media going, al-Qaeda is predicted to start shooting down European and U.S. and Canadian airliners. And they admitted in the articles, the BBC also had one, oh yeah, they got them in Libya, the U.S. and NATO let them get them. They didn't let them give them, they gave them to them. Because they're going to blow stuff up, and then we're going to lose our rights. I mean, can you figure that out until we say no more holding us hostage? You know, the globalists hold us hostage and go, give up your rights or al-Qaeda will kill you. Okay, then let al-Qaeda blow up airplanes, and we're going to arrest everybody in the Pentagon and the Obama administration who was involved in this, and no amount of pardons are going to protect you. And that's why we're putting the narrative out now, so when it happens, everybody knows who to blame. Stop holding us hostage. I want to live in a free country. I don't want to sit here and be held hostage by a military-industrial complex that's anti-American and anti-freedom and is funding a bunch of jihadis. Does that answer your question, Cole? Excuse my ranting.
No problem. That's fine. I'm sorry that I was 30 like I was before. I was kind of nervous.
Buddy, you're kicking butt. You brought up a really good question.
Yeah, I was kind of curious about it. I guess that's basically what they're doing. They're trying to set the New World Order up, get their own men in and their own players, you know?
Well, I mean, our filthy government, it's not our government. I keep saying we're over in Iraq, we're over in Afghanistan. No, we're not. Our kidnapped men and women are over there being abused. We have an article up on Infowars.com with mainstream links and eyewitnesses to the troops, all of them, the enlisted and non-commissioned officers being ordered to take speed, to take opium drugs, to take all sorts of stuff, to then later compromise them. Then they come in and drug test them and say, oh, we're going to court-martial you unless you agree that you have post-traumatic stress disorder because you're on these drugs. And they say, you ordered me to take them. And they go, you shut your mouth, Staff Sergeant, or I'll have you standing tall before the man. This is disgusting what we've got going on here, and I've had enough of it. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide. Thank you for joining us here in the second hour. Coming up for the first 30 minutes of the third hour, Max Keiser is going to be joining us to cover the waterfront of news and really focus in on the creeping up of interest rates worldwide that he predicted, the bond market in trouble that he successfully predicted. He's going to be joining us for about 30 minutes. For the next 45 minutes or so, then I'll go back to the callers that are holding on news issues. We're joined by Dr. Russell Blaylock, retired medical doctor. He is a best-selling author, board-certified neurosurgeon, that's brain surgeon. He's a former clinical professor of neurology at the University of Mississippi Medical Center. And I'm not going to go over his whole bio, but he's extremely famous. And it came up decades ago with terms like excitotoxins and things like that that are now mainline accepted in the medical literature. And, of course, he also developed many of the now most commonly used forms of brain surgery. I'm not going to get into all that, but he's a brain surgeon, and he's got a bunch of great websites. We'll give you some of those coming up today, so you can visit his sites and learn more about what he's doing. And the good news is he travels the world speaking to, in some cases, thousands of physicians. I know because we went and interviewed him in Las Vegas when he was speaking to, look like, 1,000 top physicians, laying all the info you're about to hear out to them. So I'm not sitting here, you know, just blowing smoke at the audience. I want you to know how effective he's been, because we need to understand that we're on the march and this tyranny is on the run. And there are a lot of good people, lawyers, doctors, scientists, military men and women, prominent leaders that are telling the truth. And that's why we're seeing the alternative media explode while the mainstream media dies. You know, 4 years ago, Dr. Blaylock came on and said this swine flu, H1N1, is a hoax. It's very dangerous, and it's going to increase the instances of the flu. And he gave a bunch of examples. A year later, they came out in the official Canadian government journals and admitted it doubled your chances of getting regular flu, gave people Guillain-Barre's, epilepsy, everything he said, because he for decades witnessed it. But he first got demonized all over the media for it. But so what? That's a badge of honor. He laid out for us 4 years ago what Obamacare would do. Now it's being implemented. You're seeing that all happen. So the reason I like to introduce some of our long-term guests, only come on a few times a year like this, is to understand the truth is out there, and the system knows the truth. This year, they're running ads, school's about to start, that it's the law, you've got to take vaccines. There is no law, you've got to take vaccines. They also lie in the news and say there's no side effects. Read the insert, folks. Go to the CDC. Read the vaccine you're taking and see the, in some cases, hundreds of pages per shot of what they are. It's a choice of, do you listen to people that are truthful and give you sources, or do you listen to liars? And that's why Dr. Blaylock joins us. Now, I first wanted to get him on last week about Coca-Cola running print ads and internet ads, but also TV ads are coming, defending aspartame that Dr. Blaylock has been extremely prominent and exposing. They're also saying it doesn't make you gain weight, even though big studies came out in, what was it, Harvard Medical Journal this year, saying it's linked to obesity. So he's the trailblazer, the first really prominent person 20-plus years ago to expose all this. So I thought I would just, we don't do this with most guests, give you all the things they've done. I've only told you a fraction of it. And we're going to get to that with him, but I wanted to first throw a curveball at him and say, Dr. Blaylock, you laid out as a physician what Obamacare would do by reading it. Now we're seeing the train wreck. A, what is Obamacare really designed to do? B, how do you think its implementation is going? And what can we do to reverse this? Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Alex. Well, the Obamacare thing, when I was interviewed by you, what I told you is that the interesting thing about the bill, all 2,000 pages of it, it's a gigantic blank check. What it actually says in writing, that you can come back and hold their feet to the fire like you do the Constitution or other laws, there's nothing specific in it. What it does, it says these decisions will be made later by the Secretary of Health and Human Services. That's all through the document. Well, who would enact a bill that's a blank check that says all these things, the design, the effects, the punishment, the cost, it's all going to be determined later. Well, you know, only a fool would do such a thing. And, of course, Congress acts like a gigantic fool. So they design this thing so that you can manipulate it continuously once it's enacted. Now, you hear a lot, and there's a lot of books published on what Obamacare means, what you need to know. Most of these things really don't get into the meat of this bill. This bill is going to change the face of America drastically. And what I mean by that, and the physicians aren't even aware of this, is in this, if you go by the people who designed these things, their ultimate plan is to, number one, make most people to be seen by physician's assistants, nurse practitioners, and not physicians. write about it extensively, and their model has been Cuba and other communist countries where this is done extensively. That is, you're taken care of by someone that's not a trained physician. Number two is that the physicians themselves are going to be encouraged to become general physicians, not specialists. What they know is that the cost of specialty care is enormously expensive compared to general care. When you look at the analysis of every socialist healthcare system in the world, Britain being a good example and Canada, what they quickly discovered was two things about specialty care. Number one is the enormous expense, and number two is that they're very independent doctors. They don't like to be told what to do. In England, they had to compromise and let the independent doctors collect private fees, the only way they could keep them working. So they've learned that lesson now, and so what they've done in this bill is designed it so the punishments to the physician include imprisonment, loss of license, public vilification. There's a number of things that's going to be done. For instance, it clearly says that if you treat a patient in a hospital and that patient goes home and then ends up having to come back to the emergency room within a certain length of time, the doctor and the hospital are both going to be punished.
Well, let me stop you right there. My dad, who's very successful as an oral surgeon and dentist in medical management, he has made the decision to phase out in the next year and not do it anymore because they all get called in by the state boards. He goes down to the Capitol and is even in the meetings. And the feds are there and say, you work with us, you can make money, do whatever you want. If not, we're going to set you up and send you to prison. And if you dot an I wrong, you're going to go to jail. And my dad's just like, you know what, I'm out of here. And he says almost everybody he knows is leaving. And he knows, Dr. Blaylock, as you said, that the plan is to make everybody quit so they can just fully take it over.
Well, and you see, this is the alternative. What they want to do is replace American physicians with foreign physicians. For instance, the Cubans government had offered during Hurricane Katrina and several times to the state of Mississippi to send in Cuban physicians to help treat the poor. You know, they always have to use the hook. And the state of Mississippi refused. But they keep trying. Well, this is part of the plan and the model used by these think tanks is to use foreign physicians from Pakistan, for instance.
That's what the VA does.
Right. And so they bring more and more of these people in. So eventually the Native American physician is no longer going to be around. And, of course, you know, the ones who persist and stay around, they're going to risk imprisonment, and which has already happened. You know, most of the public's not aware how many physicians have been railroaded and sent to prison over errors in trying to interpret this uninterpretable coding nonsense they have to do. You know, no one knows the code. They even went to the people who designed the code and said, well, they don't know what it means. So here's a poor physician trying to figure out how to code his patient for the medical reimbursement. He has no idea how to do some of them. And they tell him, well, just pick something. And so he tries to get as close as he can. Then they come back years later, even 10 years later, and say, well, you miscoded this patient. That is abuse of a federal patient, and you're going to prison.
Absolutely. And my father says exactly what you've been saying on the show 4 or 5 years ago, exposing this. And he says it's written to where there's no way to follow their rules. And that's why he says so many mid-sized companies that were actually providing great care across the board, medical, dental, you name it, they're just leaving that business. They're just getting out of it.
Sure.
So start.
You can't follow the law because, as you say, if you do one thing, you're in violation of certain statutes. You do the opposite, you're in violation of other statutes. So they have you coming and going. So no matter how careful you try to be, no matter how well you practice your art, you're subject to arrest and imprisonment. And, of course, you've got the media on the side of the government who's going to tell the government that you were a crook and you were cheating the patients and you were harming them and you deserve your prison term. Yeah, I've seen this happen numerous times.
Exactly. But if you're a part of a big mega corporation, you've got the lawyers, you control the politicians, you're left alone. So it's big insurance companies trying to take over the market with the government in a fascist takeover. Stay there, doctor. We're going to come right back to you.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride. With sword and pistol by my side.
Folks, you know, if I sound upset here on air, it's because since I was 5 years old, my dad's been a dentist. And then an oral surgeon, and he wants to keep working, but he just says he can't be part of this. They make it impossible not to break the law. And that's why I saw a statistic. Can you guys pull it up? I think it was in the Associated Press 2 weeks ago. They had a national Gallup poll of doctors, and they said 61% plan to retire early. And everything gets blamed on the doctors, the corrupt HMOs, the big insurance companies, who now tell them what to do. You know, we're going to come back and get into the excitotoxins and pushing aspartame with Dr. Blaylock, but right now, Dr. Blaylock, joining us here today, get into what the legislation does itself, because now it's not you saying this 5 years ago because you'd read the bill and nobody else would. It's now mainstream. Oh, your premium's up 53% in 2013. Oh, it's going to double by 2015. Oh, it is going to make everybody quit. Oh, it doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. Oh, it was written by big insurance companies. The select corporations in Congress are exempt. On and on and on and on. Dr. Russell Blaylock.
Well, this is the modus operandi of virtually every socialist government in the world. I mean, you review the history of how the United Kingdom adopted its socialist health care system. It's the exact same thing. What they do in the beginning, they paint this beautiful picture. I call it a mural, a socialist mural. And they tell everybody, look, this is what it is going to be like. And they tell everybody, just keep looking at the mural of where this is going to be. Disease is going to decrease because of all this intensive health care. The number of diseases is going to fall dramatically, and therefore costs will fall and pay for itself. All of this was said in the beginning. Now, doctors were told, look, doctor, we want your advice. We want you on panels and boards. Here, we're going to set up a room. You write what you think the system ought to have, et cetera, et cetera. So they build all this beautiful picture. Then it's approved. Once it's approved, they tell the doctors that they were the right stuff. That we're not going to need any of your material. So you can stop writing. They tell the people, just keep looking at the mural. And then as disaster piles in front of disaster, patients start being harmed and tons of thousands of cases. They tell them, well, you know, this is because there's doctors are resisting. Doctors are sabotaging this. We just need to have more laws to control the doctors. Everything's blamed on the doctors. And so this modus operandi is repeated over and over. And the historians who have analyzed the system carefully have stated that the characteristic of the socialists is every time the system fails, they just redouble their efforts. They never admit, well, it just doesn't work. Well, it's a disaster. They always redouble their efforts. They make it more oppressive. They add more laws, more punishment. They try to seek out more enemies. You know, in the Soviet Union, they labeled them enemies of the people. And, of course, that's the image they want. Well, this is not working because we've got enemies of the people sabotaging it. The doctors are too greedy. The doctors are doing this. And the public comes to believe it because it's all parroted by the media that they control. The doctors have no voice. You rarely hear from doctors what's going on. And as I've watched this slowly evolve over my lifetime, none of the stories of what was happening ever reached the media, ever. So the public is totally unaware. They don't know any of this is happening. I talked to people and I said, you know that doctors are sent to jail for 10 years because he operated on an elderly man, corrected his cataract, and he went from blind to being able to play golf? They said, that's unbelievable. I said, of course it's unbelievable, but I know the case personally. I've talked to his family. He has a family of something like six or seven children, and now he's in prison because he helped a man see. Well, that's what socialist systems do. If you're a doctor and you're costing the state too much money by taking care of people, you're punished because the idea is, in a socialist system, you have progressive denial of services. That's how they save money. The bureaucracy grows, and that's where the money goes, and the health care itself begins to shrink. Well, who costs the most money? The elderly, the people with chronic illnesses. So those are the people they concentrate on. Now, if you don't believe this, go to the tax-free foundation that deal with health issues for the last 50 years. They've written about it over and over and over, saying we need to find a way to discourage people from using health services, particularly the elderly. We need to deny operations. They created this system of life here, saying, well, if you have someone that's 65, 68 years old, and they develop a bad hip. We calculate how long could they possibly live, and we say, tell them, well, you're not...
I'll tell you what, Dr. Blaylock, stay there. RussellBlaylockMD.com. Let's come back and continue along that line.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is at least the freeway. Yes, fashion will ride as the cities fly by. The daylight.
If you look at communist art in the Soviet Union, Cuba, China, Eastern Europe, it's basically like the Zeitgeist cult movement. Where they go, look at these wondrous, beautiful cities and free energy and all the science you're going to have. And you're going to work 2 hours a week and we're going to get all the rich people. It's like Grapes of Wrath shows some real stories where small towns didn't want, you know, 20,000 refugees in them. And so the cops would beat people up, which was wrong. But the answer is communism. That'll stop work camps. And then communism killed over 150 million people the last century alone on record. Upwards of 80 million in China alone. In actual work camps. So they show you all these newsreels of spaceships and science, and but they're anti-family, they're anti-male, they're anti-freedom. What it is a system of criminals. And you've got big, multinational, offshore, above-the-law corporations that on record fund socialism? And I think that's my question for Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, retired brain surgeon, and probably one of the leading voices exposing this. Everything you wrote for BlaylockWellnessCenter.com, Newsmax.com, everything that you put out has now unfortunately come out to be extremely, extremely accurate. And that's what my dad has said. He goes, they want to ruin all the health care. They want to make everybody quit. And that's what you've been saying. Now they're announcing they're going to bring in the foreign doctors. Now the cover of Newsweek says, yeah, the case to kill granny. Bill Gates, now that it's law, says, yeah, we are going to kill an old lady and hire 10 teachers. And the teachers clap because they really believe that if somebody loses, they win. Now the communist wavelength, the communist phenomenon has now begun, but with ultra-rich like Warren Buffett sitting on top of it. Why do we see pressure from above, pressure from below, Dr. Blaylock, and then other points about how this is going to be implemented and ways to fight it?
Well, you know, the genius of the revitalized communism was Antonio Gramsci. And he told them, he said, you know, your Marxism-Leninism, particularly your Leninist policy of terror and war and mass killing, is no longer going to work. He said you need to use, as you said, pressure from above, pressure from below, and just gradually evolve the society into a collectivist socialist country, and it'll happen before they know it. They won't recognize it till it's done. Well, if you follow this as long as many of us, like Dennis Cuddy and I have, and Miguel Faria, what you find out is you've watched this. You've seen this evolution, this slow, gradual collectivism. Well, we're at the end point. And that's why this president, who's just a puppet, he's not the generator of these things, he's a puppet. But we're seeing all of the pieces fall in place now. They said, well, you know, we built the structure from below and from above. Now we're ready to implement the final product, which is collectivism. And collectivism does not recognize individuals. So when you as an individual say, well, you know, my hips are hurting every night, I can't hardly walk, I'm 70 years old, and I need hip replacement, the doctor agrees. But the state says, well, our actuarial table says that you may not live more than 2 to 5 years, and it's not worth it, so here's a stick you can walk around on. And here's some pain pills. That's the new medicine. People don't understand that. They're looking at the shiny light that says your health care will be free. Well, what's free is the stick, not the surgery. In their mind, they're saying, oh, I get free hips. No, you get a stick to walk around on. The man with the advanced cataracts is told, in his mind, he thinks, oh, under Obamacare, I get free cataract surgery. No, you get a white cane with a red tip on it, and you can sit in your house and listen to the music on the radio. That's what you do for your health care. They don't understand that, and it's what I say, is the socialist paints a beautiful mural. If you look at the propaganda art of China, it's very instructive. All the pictures of smiling children, everybody clothed, everybody happy, everybody enthusiastic about their work, but it's all baloney. It's just a fake reality. Unfortunately, most Americans are looking at this mural, and they're not looking at the true reality. They don't read. They don't look at the writings of these people that are the leaders of this, because they clearly stated that Brzezinski, the big new Brzezinski, who played the number one part in choosing Obama as a presidential candidate, and he appeared on MSNBC and said this is the most qualified man to be president of the United States. Well, if you read Brzezinski, who was a co-founder and head of the Trilateral Commission, one of the most powerful groups in the world, he states his admiration for Marxism. And he said, well, yes, we had some totalitarianism, but we've learned from that. And the greatest thing we could do is continue this Marxist revolution. So here is a guy that's one of the co-founders and heads of one of the most powerful organizations in the entire world in terms of foreign policy, economics, you name it, education. And and the people he's collected within this organization. And he's saying the most qualified candidate is a Marxist, someone who's going to fulfill the Marxist vision, and we'll tell him how to do that. So you don't look at Obama and say, oh, this is Obamacare, and this is Obama that, and Obama this, and if we could just get rid of Obama, everything would be fine. No, it's the string pullers in the shadows, the Rockefellers, the Brzezinskis, the Kissingers, the people that are members of Bilderbergers and Council on Foreign Relations. You know, one of their chief protections is they tell the public, well, you know, people who think that are conspiracy theorists. They're dangerous. You shouldn't even listen to that. You know, it's all ridiculous. There's no evidence whatsoever, so don't even look at it. Well, Dennis Cuddy has spent his whole life as a historian studying this in great detail. All of his books document it. It's all highly referenced. He's a meticulous historian. I know him personally. You read his books, you'll find the truth, but they're terrified of the truth. I recently wrote an article for a friend of mine's website, and the title of the article is When Rejecting Orthodoxy Becomes a Mental Illness. And what spurred me to write this article was a magazine article in Scientific American Mind. In this, the article states that people who do not believe in global warming are not only a danger to society, but they're mentally ill. They have a form of schizophrenia.
Oh, they had Psychology Today 2 years ago with a former Clinton administration official come out and say, I am insane because I believe there's a plan to set up a corporate world government, which I can watch Davos and see him on C-SPAN saying, and they know full well what they're doing. Last week, MSNBC said libertarians were behind the bombing in Boston, and that I'm the leader, quote, the mad prophet, and that I am a deeply racist person. And Dr. Blaylock, they didn't show one piece of evidence. I mean, this is really beyond the Soviet Union in how transparent the propaganda is. Let me ask you this question. How well is it going for them?
Well, it's very successful. And the reason it's so successful is because this intrusion into the American Republic has been occurring at least since 1902 in a very progressive way. They made sure that they infiltrated the education system through the creation of the NEA, the National Education Association, which was a creation and funded by Rockefeller Foundation and Ford and Carnegie. They set the curriculum. They made sure the textbooks were rewritten to give the globalist perspective. All of this is a matter of record. It could be checked. It's historically accurate. But what they tell the public is don't listen to those people. Don't look at their evidence. You know, and I used an example in my article. I said during the fluoride debates, professor and head of dental school told their students that when they debate people about fluoride, or going to talk about fluoride, said never debate the anti-fluoridationists because they'll always win, you know, because they have all the facts on their side. They present it only when you're unopposed. Well, that's the way they're trying to create this situation now, is that anyone who points this out and says, well, here's the evidence, look at it, they want to make sure no one looks at the evidence. So they just discount you as a loony, and not only a loony, but now, according to this article, you're mentally ill. Well, that's what happened in the Soviet Union. You know, they used to put people in gulags.
Well, when you look at the Obama campaign posters, they are famous Soviet-era style done. I mean, it's open, but Americans almost don't have an immune system to tyranny because it's been so long since we were under it. We're almost like Native Americans exposed to smallpox. We don't even know what hit us. But expanding on this, they have articles every year right at the start of school happening right now that we cover that say there are no side effects. Anyone saying it is a liar. Anyone saying it is a fraud. Well, anybody could read the insert and see that. And I just think about the rioters who are, know they're lying, but who go along with this feeling like they're part of the winning team. I want to tell the middle class something. You're always the main target of the authoritarians once they take over, especially collectivist communists. And I want to warn the police and military and everybody else. You're not going to be allowed to continue on in your way of life once this fully comes in. You are the number one targets. Dr. Blaylock, you're a historian in your own right and studied all this with a doctor's focus. Am I wrong in saying that the fools that open the drawbridge to let the enemy come in and do this are going to be the first on the chopping block?
Well, Robert Conquest wrote a little book. You know, he's a world expert on Soviet communism and Chinese communism, and he wrote a book, What to Do When the Communists Come. And it's about what would happen if there's a communist takeover of America. And he lists all the groups, and he said most people think the number one target of the new communist rulers would be the John Birch Society or some conservative group. He said it won't. It's going to be the most left-wing group. It's going to be the left fascist. It's going to be the extremists. Who helped bring them to power because they can't trust them. So all of the people out here going along with the program and helping them out and helping them lie, you're going to be the first victim. They can't trust you. And Lenin even talked about it. He says someone who betrayed their own country can't be trusted. So even though we like them and because they help us win, once we win, they're the first ones to eliminate. You know, there's a picture of Lenin with six or seven members of the original revolution. They said in the picture, Lenin is the only survivor. All the rest were killed. And that's true. You know, they went through these programs where they just killed all the original revolutionaries except for a handful.
That's right. Anybody can search the term Lenin and photoshopped revolutionaries, and they'll see the original leaders that brought them to power, all of them executed, all of them tortured to death, all of them killed, and then later they just put new faces in, and then they did that each purge. I mean, we're bringing in a nightmare system, folks, that tramples and you are trampled upon. George Orwell worked with the communists and then worked in MI6 and found out they wanted to bring in Ingsoc, and he wrote in 1984 against Stalinistic communism, describing exactly what would happen under a system like this. And folks, that's why I get so upset, is that I love this country, I love my family, and we know the path we're on, and it's so painful to I mean, Dr. Blaylock, I know as things unfold and you're proven right, you're not happy about it. You're upset that you were right. You're upset that we didn't stop this. It's not like we're up here saying, oh, we're grandstanding. We know everything. You don't. We just want to have a future. Am I right in saying that?
Sure. I wish I was wrong. That would please me more than that I'm wrong. And, of course, that's sort of what's happened throughout my life as I watched this all taking shape. I kept hoping, well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe people are going to wake up. Maybe they're going to vote these scoundrels out. Maybe the people will pass laws to protect themselves against this tyranny, but it's just not happening. So I don't want it to be true, that's for sure. You know, I have family. I don't want them to suffer under this system. And I've read every account just about of the life under these systems, and I can tell you, you have no idea how horrifying it is. You know, read the book Man is Wolf to Man.
Every control freak scumbag is given power.
It's horrifying. You know, all of these people have come forward from every communist system in the world, have written books about their experiences, and you can't even imagine the horror of it.
Well, sir, I really appreciate your time. We've only got about 2-3 minutes left, and again, thank you for spending time with us. In closing, the original reason I got you on, what do you make of Coca-Cola coming out saying aspartame doesn't make you gain weight and isn't bad for you? As all the mainline studies pile on, confirming your original research on excitotoxins. I mean, is this just them desperately trying to stem their sales imploding? I mean, is this a sign of our victory?
Yeah, they're losing a lot of money on their Diet Cola drinks, and it's snowballing because people are starting to wake up. And so they want to protect that $35.1 billion revenue they have. So this is protection, but again, where's your regulatory agencies that have looked at this research, which is extensive, and shows this aspartame is very damaging to human health? I thought they were supposed to protect us. Where are they? Well, they're in league with the Coca-Cola company and the PepsiCo and all the companies that make these products. They're protecting them. They're shielding them. And that's what you see with these so-called protective regulatory agencies. They become the shield for the multinational globalist corporations.
You're absolutely right. Briefly, in the minute we've got left, break down what aspartame does, sir.
Well, aspartame in your stomach combines to form a nitrosamine carcinogenic compound. When it's absorbed from the GI tract, it goes to the liver, and the methanol is converted to formaldehyde, which is highly carcinogenic. And it's been shown to produce breast cancers, lymphomas, leukemias, brain tumors. And, of course, the fastest-growing malignancy in people under age 30 is lymphoma leukemia. I've never seen so much. So you have to also keep in mind that the combined toxicity, when you combine aspartame with pesticides, herbicides, mercury, you just magnify the toxicity to the brain as well as its carcinogenicity. So the more these things you allow in the food supply, the worse this problem is going to be. But I have been shocked at the number of leukemias and lymphomas I've seen. It's just unbelievable.
And the cancer rates are just exploding across the board, and now they're putting it in thousands of products. And it just shows the sheer madness that we're under. Well, Dr. Blaylock, BlaylockWellnessCenter.com, thank you so much for spending time with us, sir.
Well, thank you, Alex. Keep up the good work.
I'll trust, sir. There he goes, a national treasure. We're going to come back, as I said, take some phone calls for the next two segments for those that are holding. Then Max Kaiser's on. And then I forgot, because I wasn't told about it, we've got another special guest in studio, too. So that's coming up. It's like a surprise.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama's spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Federal agents, we are armed!
What if you saw?
folks, I'm not trying to spew negative news here. But communism is nothing but a system used by criminals to enslave people and turn them into farm animals. Offshore megabanks, ultra-elite, are above the law. They have diplomatic immunity, and they're trying to put socialism in and communism in America, which they're exempt from but get the profits from. And that's the bottom line here. I'm going to your calls here in a moment and more of the top stories. And Max Kaiser is coming on the latest on the economy. TSA to purchase 3.5 million rounds of ammunition. That's nine. That's a huge amount. My goodness, that's tens of thousands of bullets per person. Enough for its agents to fire. Wow, that's incredible. Just wait till you see those numbers. CIA confirms role in 1953 Iran coup. That's been declassified since the 80s, but now they're announcing it's fully declassified. Forced mass drugging of U.S. troops. An unreported scandal. That's a very important article. That's just some of the stories up on InfoWars.com. Time reporter who advocated drone strike on Assange loves Big Brother. We've got a video I need to get to in the next hour. The new Common Core Obama math, 3 times 4 equals 11, not 12. That is so absurdist that I say that on air and it sounds like a lie, even though I have the video and even though that's on record. And Charlotte Isherby said that was the plan in the 80s. Reagan kind of halfway blocked it for a while, but you know they just shot him and got him out of the way. But, I mean, you know, we're going to teach your kids to not be able to add. How's that sound? Oh, you're good government. I mean, look, they are at war with common sense. The truth is a menace. What's the line from The Obsolete Man? The truth is a menace and freedom's illegal, something like that. I mean, it's just so crazy. And then they grandstand and go, we're the authority. We're the liberal. We care about you. You're not liberals. You're a bunch of sick criminal control freaks that want to run people's lives. You got a bunch of well-meaning idiots following you around that mean well. The average liberal on the street really means well. But they're the dumbest people on the earth. We've proven that with Man on the Street nationwide. They cannot tie their shoelaces. And conservatives are just as bad at many levels following mainline Republicans, but at least they think the family's good. At least they think private property's good. At least they, you know, on average will think, yeah, I should be able to defend myself. Well, why should government be the only one with guns? And that's why they're the enemy of this thing, and none of you are going to be able to compromise enough to go along and be part of the future under this authoritarianism. You're either with the Bill of Rights and Constitution or you're with the commies. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you about InfoWarsHealth.com. By the way, I've gotten addicted to this. There's a lot of great green foods out there. We sell Interfood at InfoWarsStore.com. I love it. But I got to tell you, the ultimate youth dietary supplement even tastes good. It tastes like ginger. And it's got everything in it, and it is amazing. It is amazing, everything it's got in it. I'm not going to have time to mention all these superfoods that are in it. We've got it right now discounted at InfoWarsHealth.com. You can also sign up and get free shipping at InfoWarsHealth.com. The biggest discounts are there. Close to 400 products. You can also call the toll-free number, 888-789-9277. If you have any questions or need help getting signed up for auto ships, you get free shipping, 888-789-9277. And then you can also go to InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com and sign up for $10 and become a distributor and get big discounts on Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 and so much more. And, of course, the CM cream that Drew Pearson loves so much that I had a sprained ankle this weekend, put it on. It is unbelievable. And we've got, of course, for internal as well, the Longevity Beyond OsteoFX 2.0. That's available now at InfoWarsHealth.com. And don't forget InfoWarsStore.com for all the books, T-shirts, films, and important weapons in the InfoWar. And when you buy from the good guys, you support the InfoWar. Buy your war bonds. InfoWarsStore.com. Third hour, your calls, two guests coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.